Why Missionaries Do What They Do. Find out more about a missionary's purpose. Every day, missionaries choose to do things that are quite different from what most people their age would normally do. So why do they do it? First, they're motivated by a love of God and of all men in their hearts. Secondly, their purpose is clear. It's stated clearly in the first chapter of Preach My Gospel and helps them focus on what's most important, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's look at each part of this missionary purpose statement to learn how it focuses everything they do on the Savior and His gospel. Invite others to come unto Christ by helping them receive the restored gospel through faith in Jesus Christ and His atonement, repentance, baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. Preach my gospel. Invite others to come unto Christ. By doing this, missionaries follow the Savior. He inviteth all to come unto Him. Receive. To receive the gospel means to exercise one's agency to accept the invitation of His servants to hear His gospel and receive its ordinances. Restored gospel. Never forget, the Savior's gospel has been restored. Missionaries declare this truth. They teach about Joseph Smith, the Book of Mormon, modern revelation, and modern prophets. Faith in Jesus Christ and His atonement. This is the first principle of the gospel. All progress in the gospel flows from faith in Jesus Christ, even if at first people just exercise a particle of faith or desire to believe. Teaching people in order to help them gain this faith is vitally important. Repentance. Repentance means aligning our attitudes and behaviors with God's laws and commandments. It's an important way we come unto Jesus Christ. Inviting people to repent shows that you love them. Baptism. This is the first ordinance of the gospel. Through it, we make our first covenant with God, promising to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ, always remember Him, and keep His commandments. Baptism is required for a remission of our sins and to enter the celestial kingdom. Helping people toward baptism means helping them come unto Jesus Christ. The gift of the Holy Ghost. After baptism, another ordinance invites us to receive the Holy Ghost. In this way, we are purified and can have His constant companionship if we are faithful and worthy. Enduring to the end. Enduring to the end with faith, hope, and charity allows us to have eternal life. We are protected and guided through gospel teachings, covenants, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. By helping others to endure, missionaries help them stay on the path back to Heavenly Father. Understanding their purpose helps missionaries keep their work and their lives focused on Jesus Christ. Understand who has called them. Realize that their purpose is selfless, inviting and helping others and serving God. Nowhere in the purpose statement does it mention them or what they get out of this. That's instructive. Understanding their purpose helps missionaries know the ultimate reason behind every invitation they make. Understand why people need what they have to offer. Finally, understanding their purpose helps missionaries to be motivated to do what it takes to reach people. The cause. When missionaries have internalized their purpose, they will understand that missionary work is not a program. It is a cause. The cause of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, our missionary purpose. End of Why Missionaries Do What They Do. Read by Elder Jonah Brooks.